Time to talk a little sports. Let's get our sports guy, Mike Clemens, 98Q Sports Reporter. Morning to you, Mike. How we doing?
Pretty good. A little tired. After the Bucks game, got home, and I stayed up till 2 a.m. to watch the Red Moon last night.
Yeah, yeah.
Lunar eclipse. It was pretty eerie. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty good viewing. From what
you get out the binoculars, and you take a look at it, and you can see, you know, up close, it looked like a tan shade over the moon. It was pretty interesting.
Well, we're hoping when the NCAA tournament comes that we'll have another form of red celebration, right?
There's a segue for you.
The Badgers. Like the Badgers are playing well. This is one of the better, I think, one of the stronger teams going into the tournament that the Badgers have had in quite a while. I'm feeling pretty confident.
Well, except for that loss to Penn State.
Yeah.
Like second to last place in the Big Ten Conference. It was kind of a shocker, and Greg Gard said, I didn't make the whole team go over it, but I had to go over it just to make sure there weren't some issues there that I wasn't missing. But they played well yesterday. They took on Northwestern, the Wildcats, yesterday afternoon, beat them 70-63 in the Big Ten tournament, which is going on this weekend in Indianapolis. And, you know, under the bucket, Nolan Winter had 18 points. John Tanjay with his nice shots. He had two nice-looking slam dunks, too. He had 18 points as well. And Max Kleissmidt was back from that ankle injury. By the way, if we're paying these guys now, do we really have to accept lower leg injury from the universities? Shouldn't they be more specific now? They are professionals, after all, so that hockey-like designation.
Yeah. But, Do you ever see these conference tournaments going away? Because it seems weird that we never play a back-to-back game pretty much the whole year, and then we get to the Big Ten tournament and we could play three games in a row.
They make money, Joel.
That's it.
Understand? It's it's a fundraiser,
and it's going to Vegas eventually, right? That's what they're talking about. I heard.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, and because that's great. There's no place better to handle conventions than large groups of people and flying in from all over the country and the hotel rooms and that kind of thing. Yeah, that helps out with that anyway.
But yeah, so we got Marquette and the Badgers that'll be in the big dance, right?
Yeah, Marquette, they won their game. They were down by 14 against Xavier. Xavier had won, you know, like 12 of their last 16 games or so. They'd won their last seven in a row. And Marquette had a dramatic comeback there in the second half, led by Stevie Mitchell. You saw Shaka Smart after the game get kind of emotional talking about this kid. He's sort of a sixth man who came off the bench. Cam Jones had, you know, the game that they would expect from a leader with 28 points. And Xavier, now they're on the bubble whether or not they're going to get in the tournament. For Marquette tonight, they take on St. John's, the number one seed in the Big East tournament. And ranked sixth in the nation, and they sort of home court advantage because they're from the New York area. So they're playing at Madison Square Garden about 5:30 tonight. And
the vampire, Rick Pitino, the vampire.
The vampire.
Rick Pitino. So,
so that's going to be a real challenge for them tonight.
Yeah, let's talk a little Junior Bridgman, because I knew the name, but I wasn't real familiar. But from all accounts I have, is that he was just one of the good guys of the game, very, very well liked.
I remember when I just got into the business, I was like in 20s, in my 20 years old, working at TV18 doing the graphics, and then part of the Bucks TV broadcast. And so, you know, you remember him as a sixth man playing for Don Nelson. Larry Costello, you know, was his first coach, got fired, replaced by Don. But, you know, playing with those guys like Sidney Moncrief, you know, Quinn Buckner, that group, that era. And so last fall, he became a 10% owner of the Bucks. And so he'd just stand around, you could talk to him. And I thought it was just a key story that he told us, where he said, you know, he's making about $300,000-$350,000 a year as a player, which was great money, obviously, back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
But he sat down with the owner. The owner before Herb Cole was a pretty good guy, too, named Jim Fitzgerald. And Fitzgerald said, you know, it's not how much money you make. It's what you do with your money. So whatever amount you've got, if you take it and you invest it and you work it, and you find out everything about what you're investing in, and then if you have some success there, then you reinvest it, or you get another loan, and that's, you know, you have to, like a snowball, you have to work it all the time. So that's what he did. It started with like a Wendy's, where he would work 18-hour shifts at a Wendy's until at one point he owned over 100 of them.
Wow.
And he would still work shifts at a Wendy's. He'd see him working the window, you know, handing it out. And and he sponsored the sports talk show that I was a reporter for in Milwaukee when it signed on in 2005 before I came to Civic Media. He said, "Hey, well, this is something I believe in." He would come in and deliver the Wendy's to the guys on the air because in his product. And then he went out and bought Chili's restaurants, Blaze Pizza. My kids have gone to that, and a whole bunch of other investments like that. Coca-Cola was a bottler for that. So the other day he's speaking at a Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, the 45th annual fundraiser down there in Louisville. He went to Louisville in college before he got drafted by the Lakers, and the Lakers, he was their first round pick in 75. Like 3 weeks later, they trade him to Milwaukee in the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar trade. That's how he got to the Bucks.
Wow.
So he's there at this event, and he's talking to a reporter, and all of a sudden he says, "I don't feel good. I think I'm having a heart attack." They took him to the hospital, and they lost him. 71 years old at this Boy Scouts fundraiser, where he said the reason he did that is because when he was growing up in East Chicago, Indiana, they couldn't afford the $1.25 for entry fee, and he wanted to make sure that didn't happen again for kids.
Yeah. When I heard Junior Bridgman and being wealthy, I thought Bridgman's ice cream, but I guess there's no relationship there. We found out that the Lakers are really good with Doncic and LeBron, but if you take one out of the mix, they looked pretty bad in that game last night. I thought they looked just like disgruntled almost.
Yeah, but Luka put up like 45 points in that one.
Yeah, not much
but
around.
LeBron, no, he had this groin pull, you know, a few days ago, and then they flew him back to L.A. for treatment. He's supposed to be okay. He's on the mend, getting close, but he's going to sit out. He sat out last night's game, maybe one more for the Lakers before he rejoins the team. So, yeah, that helped out the Bucks. They needed to snap a three-game losing streak. They won last night 126-106. They beat them by 20
in that one. It looked like they were trying to entice Giannis into getting mad last night. There were a lot of guys staring him down, and it looked like they were just trying to make him mad, but Giannis doesn't go there, does he?
No. Well, you know what? That's what the Orlando Magic did last Saturday night. That was kind of a head-scratcher game. They were just in their face.
Yeah.
Early on, you wonder if it was one of those kinds of blueprint games, you know, like, hey, look, this is one way to slow down this Bucks team. So they get that win, they snap a three-game losing streak, and then I think they got the Pacers coming in tomorrow night, and that's a team that they tangle with. They're both are in like fourth and fifth place in the Eastern Conference. Probably if they were starting the playoffs now, that'd probably be one of the first teams they'd face.
All right. We'll chat with you next week. Chat a little NCAA tournament. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
Thanks. Have a good weekend.
You betcha. Mike Clemens, he's our 98Q sports reporter. He's running around covering the Bucks and all that stuff. He'll probably cover the Badgers and Marquette next week. Our 98Q sports reporter, Mike Clemens.